Imagine standing in a crowded room, feeling as if every eye is on you, judging your every word and gesture. Your heart races, palms sweat, and thoughts spiral into worst-case scenarios. This isn't occasional nervousness. It's social anxiety, a silent epidemic affecting millions. What makes social anxiety so persistent is its self-reinforcing nature. The more we worry about how we appear to others, the more self-conscious we become, creating the very awkwardness we fear. It's like trying to have a natural conversation while simultaneously analyzing your every move, an impossible task that guarantees failure. Social anxiety operates through four interconnected mechanisms: excessive self-consciousness, that spotlight effect where you feel everyone is watching you, distorted thinking patterns, mind-reading others' negative thoughts about you, safety behaviors, speaking quietly or avoiding eye contact, and deeply held negative beliefs about yourself. These elements create a prison of self-consciousness that can feel inescapable. But here's the liberating truth: understanding these mechanisms provides the roadmap for breaking free. Before exploring techniques, let's reframe social success. The goal isn't becoming anxiety-free. Even confident people get nervous sometimes. Rather, it's managing anxiety so it doesn't limit your life. Notice socially comfortable people you admire. They have different styles: some quiet, others talkative; some serious, others playful. What they share isn't a specific social script, but comfort with their authentic selves. This realization is liberating. You don't need to become someone else to overcome social anxiety. You need to remove barriers to being yourself. The socially confident person isn't one who never makes mistakes. It's someone who can make a mistake and think, "Oh well," rather than, "Everyone must think I'm an idiot." Track your progress carefully. Our minds often discount improvements while magnifying setbacks. Keep written records of your starting point and regular updates throughout your journey. Self-consciousness creates a paradox. You feel simultaneously exposed, as if everyone sees your anxiety, and disconnected, unable to engage with your surroundings. When socially anxious, your attention turns inward to physical symptoms and worries about others' judgments, intensifying anxiety and blocking natural engagement. Research shows socially anxious people recall fewer interaction details and interpret facial expressions more negatively. Self-consciousness essentially distorts reality through an anxious lens. Try this experiment. Spend 5 minutes focusing exclusively inward on sensations, thoughts, and feelings. Then spend 5 minutes focusing exclusively outward on colors, sounds, and people's expressions. Most people discover that external focus not only reduces anxiety, but provides the social cues needed for natural interaction. This shift represents a fundamental change in how you process social situations, not just temporary distraction. Our thoughts actively shape our emotional experiences. Anxious thoughts typically follow patterns: mind reading, "They think I'm boring," catastrophizing, "If I stutter, I'll be humiliated," personalizing, "They left early because of me," and discounting positives, "They're just being nice." These thoughts occur so rapidly they feel like facts rather than interpretations. To identify them, ask yourself when anxiety strikes: what went through my mind just before feeling anxious? What am I afraid might happen? Writing down these thoughts creates distance, transforming them from accepted truths into hypotheses worth examining. Once identified, question these thoughts instead of automatically believing them. If you think, "Everyone can see how nervous I am," ask, "What evidence supports this? Is there another explanation? What would I tell a friend with this thought?" If you blush during a presentation and assume everyone noticed and thinks I'm incompetent, consider alternatives. Most people focus on content, not your face. They might attribute blushing to room temperature or enthusiasm. Many find blushing humanizing. The goal isn't replacing negative thoughts with unrealistic positive ones. It's developing balanced, evidence-based perspectives. Instead of "everyone thinks I'm boring," try, "Some people might find my conversation interesting, others might not. just like I find some people more engaging than others. While changing thinking patterns helps, lasting change requires behavioral shifts. Two patterns maintain social anxiety: safety behaviors, things we do to protect ourselves, and avoidance, not doing things that make us anxious. Safety behaviors, speaking quickly to end conversations, avoiding eye contact, over-preparing for small talk, feel protective, but actually reinforce anxiety by convincing us we need protection and preventing us from learning our fears are exaggerated. Avoidance provides immediate relief, but strengthens anxiety over time and limits our lives. The solution? Mini experiments that test anxious predictions. If you avoid eye contact because you fear judgment, try maintaining normal eye contact while predicting negative outcomes. Afterward, evaluate what actually happened. Most people discover their fears were exaggerated. Start with easier challenges before tackling more difficult ones. Document experiments in writing to track progress and prevent anxious reinterpretation. Remember, the goal isn't perfect performance. It's discovering you can handle social situations, even imperfectly, without catastrophe. While changing thoughts and behaviors creates significant improvement, lasting transformation requires addressing underlying beliefs that fuel social anxiety. These core beliefs, often formed in childhood, might include, "I'm fundamentally flawed," "I must never show weakness," or "if people really knew me, they'd reject me." To identify these beliefs, ask what it means about you when you feel anxious socially, what's the worst that could happen if others saw your anxiety, and what that would mean. Keep probing until you reach a core belief. Then examine its origins, as many stem from painful early experiences like bullying or criticism. Understanding these origins helps you see beliefs as learned interpretations rather than truths. Next, gather evidence contradicting these beliefs. If you believe people always reject me when they know the real me, list relationships where people have accepted you despite knowing your flaws. Finally, practice behaving as if your healthier beliefs were true. This process takes time, but as new evidence accumulates, old beliefs gradually lose their power. Overcoming social anxiety requires embracing a fundamental truth. Perfection isn't necessary for connection. Our imperfections often create deeper bonds than polished performances. Research consistently shows that vulnerability and authenticity build meaningful relationships, not flawless social execution. Consider how you respond when others stumble over words or share insecurities. Rather than thinking less of them, you likely find them more relatable and human. Yet we rarely extend this same compassion to ourselves, holding our social performance to an impossibly high standard. The path forward isn't becoming flawless, it's developing the courage to be imperfect. This might mean sharing an opinion despite your voice shaking, initiating a conversation when unsure what to say, or simply admitting when you're nervous. Connection requires presence and authenticity, not perfection. With each anxious thought questioned and safety behavior abandoned, you build not just social confidence, but the freedom to be yourself. The goal isn't eliminating all social discomfort, but developing a new relationship with it, recognizing that temporary discomfort often precedes authentic connection. This freedom allows for genuine relationships and a rich social life that comes from being present and real, not perfect.